Joining us now with a look at the agricultural weather is our very own Mike Sola. And Mike, out there on Friends Plaza, we see that by the old gauge here next to me, 1.42 inches of rain fell in the last 24 hours, and more is on the way.
Well, Dave, we just have a little bit of more light rain today, but follow-up system for Thursday and in through Friday. And right now, an indication of more than another inch of rain across the area, followed by cool temperatures, cooler than we've seen recently. Of course, that's not difficult to do when you look at the 80s and mid-70s that we saw across the area. So cooler, and once again, more wet weather, and the frequency of storms will probably be the bigger problem rather than the amount of precipitation that falls. We just will not have any prolonged drying period ahead of us for the next 2 weeks. And so, yeah, I heard those numbers not very encouraging about the percentage of corn planted, and we will continue to fall further behind the running rate over the last 5 years because there's just not going to be any chance to get out there anytime soon. Even some of the fields that were planted, well, they may be in jeopardy if some of these storms that are on the way for Thursday and Friday, and if you're looking at the eastern portions of the Corn Belt into the weekend, some thunderstorms may produce some locally heavy rainfall, and again, that could wash out some of the seed that they just put in the ground, and it's just not going to be a very convenient situation over the next week or so. In fact, looking out at the computer model across the country, the precipitation is going to cover most planting areas, or most areas that would like to see some planting get done for the next week or so. Then the models indicate the storm track takes a more northerly route, and that's pretty common this time of year when the jet stream starts to head back up towards the north. But there's going to be enough wobbles in the jet stream, enough troughs digging in off the Pacific, that storms will occasionally move across the southern section. So, again, the next couple weeks will not be very good for planting across a good portion of the Corn Belt. And then the colder weather will also bring a chance for some frost and freezes across the northern half of the Midwest. Crop will not be advanced far enough that it's going to cause any damage, but again, just not the warm, dry weather that we'd like to see. In the west, rain and snow showers and unusually cold conditions affecting the northern Rockies and the Pacific Northwest. California fieldwork will advance with cotton and rice planting despite cooler than average conditions there. The cool, mostly dry weather across the plains in advance of another approaching storm system. Field work is advancing in the locations that will allow it. Again, some locations a little bit too wet there. And the big story would be the Corn Belt with more showers stretching across the eastern Corn Belt today. And then the resurgence of more showers and thunderstorms across the area into the weekend, and it looks like the first week of May we'll see some scattered showers and thunderstorms. Looks like the heaviest rainfall will be near and just south of the Ohio River, so more problems for that area as well. South America, briefly, they could use some rain in Argentina. They have drier than average conditions there. It does look like there will be at least a slight chance for a few scattered showers across that area. But the harvest progress is advancing with little weather-related delay there. And in Brazil, favorable conditions for the late-season summer crop maturation and harvest. Some increase in rain may be needed in a few unirrigated second-season corn production areas. And it does look like they will have a chance for a few scattered showers across that region. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Sola.